You have reached Direction Home of Eastern Ohio, your local area agency on aging. Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality assurance. If you would like to speak with any staff member and you know their extension, please enter it now. If you are not sure of your party's extension, please enter the 9 key for the agency directory or wait on the line for an operator to assist you. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Direction Home of Eastern Ohio. This is Phyllis. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. Can I speak with Brittany Bryant?
Sure. Just a minute, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Direction Home, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
My name is Nikki. I'm calling from Rhonda's house. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I was calling United Healthcare. A nurse from there called us about your client that I think you two share. Her name is Jamie Bowers.
Okay.
So I guess Jamie needs to have blood work, but she can't leave the house because her ramp is not put up yet.
Okay.
You know, okay. So she was saying that she's asking us to do her blood work, which that's not a problem. But in her service plan, none of that is in there.
Okay. So this is here's the issue. I've talked to many, many people about this. That's how I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So Jamie, she is able to get out of her house back in it, but it's difficult for her. And so we are going to be putting in a ramp to make it easier for her to get in and out. They're in the process at the home, you know, with the home modification department. I know that companies had come out and they had already put in bids. They just, I think, are waiting to receive the last couple bids, and then they'll accept a company, and then they'll, you know, start installing that.
Okay.
So Jamie had heard that she could get, someone called me, I believe, from United Healthcare as well. And Jamie wanted someone to come in and draw her blood work so that she doesn't have to go out to get her blood work drawn. And that is like a skilled nursing service. So her doctor would have to write a prescription for, you know, an order for the skilled nursing for blood draws, however often, at home, and send that in to whatever company he wanted or that she wanted that could do that for her. So if that company is you and you are you her aid company as well?
Yes, we provide her caregiver, her aid service. Like, we have it all
okay. Here,
but we don't have those supplies on hand. So all of that would have to come to us, and we would need the authorization, you know what I mean, for us to be able to do that. Because
yeah, and I've tried to explain this. Even her doctor's office has called me. Someone in the office has called me a few times asking me, you know, Jamie said she wants her blood drawn. Is this something you can set up? I cannot do that. I'm not a doctor. So he has to write the order, and I informed her doctor's office of this. I think it's an issue of they don't think it's necessary, and it's not going to be covered probably through Medicaid. They're not willing to write an order for skilled nursing services for her. She also is not a patient that gets blood work drawn like weekly or every other day. She's not on like Coumadin. She just every once in a while has to have her blood drawn. So I don't know if Medicaid would approve it or cover it, but I know, as far as I know, she does not have the doctor's order, but she keeps calling different people trying to get a company to come out to do her blood work. And then the company says, well, yeah, we can do that, but you need the order and insurance has to pay for it. So that's the issue. She calls people all the time and then they say, yeah, we can do that for you, but she doesn't have an order and you can't bill it. You know what I mean? So unless she's going to pay for it, you're not going to be able to go out there and draw her blood.
So our RN just walked in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what she has is an order from, not her PCP, but her cardiologist. She has an order, but it does not say for Rhonda's house. It just says outpatient lab. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so outpatient lab, I mean, is that even the same as, like, inpatient, like, skilled nursing?
Nope, because Jamie gave this to our nurse when she went out there. So this is nothing that was sent to us. It clearly wasn't sent to you for you to send to us. It's something that Jamie has that the doctor gave her. So she's thinking she can just hand us this paper. Well, it needs to have our name on there giving us permission to do this so we can get paid and have authorization number for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that doesn't even sound to me like an order for someone to come into her house and do blood work. That sounds like she can go to an outpatient lab for these blood tests that he's ordering.
Yep, the nurse is shaking her head, yes.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. She wants someone to come to her house and draw her blood, but for whatever reason, her physician is not ordering skilled nursing for her, and I think it's because he feels it's unnecessary. So if he doesn't order it, I work with the passport and the waiver program. We don't pay for skilled nursing services like that. So it gets billed through Medicaid, just like any other insurance, and the doctor has to write an order and send it to whatever company is going to go in and do that skilled service, which would be, you know, routine blood work, however often in her home. But he has not written that order and sent it to any company, so it can't be billed through Medicaid. So you can't do it until the doctor's office approves that, writes an order for it, and sends it in, like, to your company or someone else's company. And I've explained this so many times, but she just keeps calling different places and having people call me about getting her blood drawn. But she needs an order from the doctor, and I've talked to her doctor's office also multiple times. So I'm not sure what more I can do for her. If her doctor writes that order, if you let her know, hey, if your doctor is going to write the order for the skilled nursing service, my nurse is more than happy to come out and draw your blood as ordered. And then it could be billed through Medicaid.
Because they have on here her primary insurance is Medicaid, and then secondary is UnitedHealthcare. But again, it just has her name, like nothing for us. This is just something they gave her. And she was probably supposed to take this to the lab. Like you said. Yep.
Quite. Yes. Yeah, that sounds like orders for her. She could go to any, like, outpatient lab, you know, that accepts her Medicaid, and she can go get that blood work done. That's not for someone to come into her house. They would have to order a skilled nursing service specifically for a nurse to go in and draw blood, be that monthly, every 2 weeks, whatever the orders are. And she still does not have that order. But she just keeps asking people to come in and draw her blood. But you can't just do that.
Right. Okay. So I will have our nurse maybe call her doctor and see if they wanted to write something for skilled nursing. But like you said, if it's not something necessary, then they're not going to do it anyway.
Absolutely. So I would, if you want to call the doctor, and then if the doctor is willing to write that order, but I don't know why the person from the office, she's like the office coordinator or something. I don't know exactly what she was, but she's called me multiple times. I've called her back, and we've kind of just spoken through voicemails with each other. It wasn't the doctor, but it was a person who worked at the office.
Okay.
At the doctor's office, and they were calling me so that I could approve or get this blood work for her. And I had to call them and tell them her doctor there at the office has to write a prescription for that. I can't write an order for blood work.
Right. I got
so,
you.
And I haven't heard anything since then, since those few, interactions and phone calls. But I did speak with her once, and then we spoke through voicemails, quite a few times, and I tried to explain that, like, the doctor needs to write that order. As far as I know, the doctor has not written that order, and I'm going to assume it's because he feels it's unnecessary. She's not on Coumadin or anything. As far as I know, she's not getting blood work really frequently, and she is able to get in and out of her house. It's just slightly difficult for her, and we are working on installing that ramp to make that easier. But, yes, okay. You would need to get the order from the doctor so that it could be billed through Medicaid.
Okay. I got you. I just want to call you in to make sure. So you are her case manager?
For passport, the passport waiver. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll make sure your information is in there for her. Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.